Luke the Drifter, the recording alter ego of country music superstar Hank Williams. That's our focus on this week's broadcast of Echoes of a Century. I'm King David McKenzie.
Should you go first and I remain to walk the road alone? I'll live in memory's garden, dear, with happy days we've known. In spring I'll wait for roses red, when fades the lilac's blue. And in early fall, when brown leaves call, I'll catch a glimpse of you. Should you go first and I remain for battles to be fought, each thing you've touched along the way will be a hallowed spot. I'll hear your voice, I'll see your smile, though blindly I may grope. The memory of your helping hand will buoy me on with hope. Beyond the sunset, oh blissful morning, when with our Savior heaven is begun, earth's toiling ended, all glory dawning. Beyond the sunset, when day is done, should you go first and I remain to finish with a scroll, no lessening shadows shall ever creep in to make this life seem droll. We've known so much of happiness, we've had our cup of joy, and memory is one gift of God that death cannot destroy. I want to know each step you take that I may walk the same, for someday down that lonely road you'll hear me call your name. Should you go first and I remain, one thing I'll have you do: walk slowly down that long, long path, for soon I'll follow you. In that fair homeland we'll know no parting. Beyond the sunset, forevermore.
The first of 14 records that Hank Williams made under the character name Luke the Drifter, Beyond the Sunset, recorded on January the 10th of 1950. This kind of song, known as a narration because at least part of it is spoken rather than sung to a melody, was one that had been extremely common in the first century of recording. As late as the 1970s, there were examples of it that were hits on the pop charts, like the version of Hot Rod Lincoln by Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen, and Swamp Witch by Jim Stafford. One massively popular country performer, Red Sylvine, made an entire career out of them, even placing the mournful Teddy Bear on the pop charts in 1976. It can be argued that these are the forerunners of what we now refer to as rap. However, rock and country narratives have been extremely rare in the last 20 years. Among those that have survived the form's antiquity are those credited to Luke the Drifter. The artist's credit on the original record label would actually read Hank Williams as Luke the Drifter, making clear that it was Williams essentially portraying a character. While Williams epitomized the rambling, carousing, headstrong reprobate, Luke the Drifter was the man Hank Williams wished he could be, wise, compassionate, sensitive, and considerate. Luke the Drifter was probably patterned after the broadcasts of singer and narrator Cowboy Slim Reinhart, heard over the so-called Border Blaster stations like XERF in Acuña, Mexico, transmitting in English to a mainly Texan audience that Williams heard over the radio as a child. Williams had to wear down objections from producer Fred Rose and MGM Records to make his own narrative records, but in 1948, two competing versions of the narrative Deck of Cards by T. Texas Tyler and Tex Ritter became massive hits, allowing Williams to gather enough muscle to pressure Rose and MGM into cutting four tracks, Beyond the Sunset, which we just heard, and Too Many Parties and Too Many Pals, Everything's Okay, and The Funeral, the last of which we'll be hearing in a moment. Beyond the Sunset and The Funeral were in fact both sides of T. Texas Tyler's follow-up single to Deck of Cards. Beyond the Sunset was already familiar to country music fans through repeated performances by Doc and Chickle Williams on the WWVA Jamboree program over WWVA in Wheeling, West Virginia. It was actually a combination of an original song composed in 1936 by Virgil and Blanche Kerr Brock and a poem titled Should You Go First, written by Pittsburgh Pirates baseball broadcaster Rosie Rouswell. Unfortunately, The Funeral needs a caveat. By contemporary standards, the narrative is irreparably politically incorrect. It describes the funeral of an African-American child, describing the child and congregation as colored, and making reference to physical characteristics of the child's face and hair. That being noted, the performance so moved the musicians that one member of the Hank Williams Band not performing on this piece, Bob McNett, reported seeing tears streaming down the faces of the performers, Williams included, by the end of the recording. It most certainly was not intended to be disrespectful.
I was walking in Savannah, past a church decayed and dim, when slowly through the window came a plaintive funeral hymn. And my sympathy awakened and a wonder quickly grew till I found myself embired in a little colored pew. Out front a colored couple sat in sorrow nearly while. On the altar was a casket and in the casket was a child. I could picture him while living, curly hair, protruding lips. I'd seen perhaps 1,000 in my hurried southern trips. Rose a sad old colored preacher from his little wooden desk, with a manner sort of awkward and countenance grotesque. The simplicity and shrewdness in his Ethiopian face showed the wisdom and ignorance of a crushed, undying race. And he said, "Now don't be weeping for this pretty bit of clay, for the little boy who lived there is done gone and run away. He was doing very finely and he appreciates your love, but his sure enough father wanted him in that big house up above. The Lord didn't give you that baby by no 100,000 miles. He just think you need some sunshine and he lent it for a while. And he let you keep and love it till your hearts was bigger grown. And these silver tears you're shedding now is just interest on the loan. Just think, my poor dear mourners creeping long on sorrow's way, what a blessed picnic this year baby got today. Your good fathers and good mothers crowd the little fella round in the angels' tender garden of the big plantation ground. And his eyes, they brightly sparkle at the pretty things he view. But a tear came and he whispered, 'I want my parents too.' But then the angel's chief musician teach that little boy a song. Says if only they be faithful, they'll soon be coming along. So my poor detached mourners, let your hearts with Jesus rest. And don't go to criticizing the one what knows the best. He have give us many comforts, he's got the right to take away. To the Lord be praised in glory forever, let us pray."
Mm-hmm.
parties and too many pals will break your heart someday. Too many boyfriends and sociable sows will drive your sweetheart away. Gentlemen of the jury, the judge's speech began. The scene was a crowded courtroom, and the judge a stern old man. This prisoner here before you is a social enemy, a lady of the evening, and you know the penalty. Her eyes reflect the nightlife, her cheeks, they're red with paint. But I knew her mother, gentlemen. Why, her mother was a saint. Now I know that she's not like her, and yet she might have been, if it hadn't been for petting parties, cigarettes and gin. We took the nightlife off the streets and brought into our own homes, while girls beat time with lipstick and the shrieks of saxophones. We opened up the underworld to the ones we loved so well. So tell me, gentlemen, is it right to send her to a cell? If she drinks, why, you taught her, and if she smokes, you showed her how. So, gentlemen, do you think it's right to go and condemn her now? And when you're in that jury room, just remember there and then that for every fallen woman, why, there's 100 fallen men. And before you render a verdict on what this girl has done, just remember there's a man to blame, and that man might be your son. Now, gentlemen, that's my story. My testimony stands. This girl is my own daughter, and the case is in your hands. Those Broadway roses and frivolous sounds had too many parties and too many pals. I went to the country just the other day to see my Uncle Bill and sort of pass the time away. I asked him how he'd been since last had passed his way, and he rubbed his chin, and here's what he had to say. My wife's been sick, and the young'uns too, and I'm darn near down with the flu. The cow's gone dry, and them hens won't lay, but we're still a-living, so everything's okay. The hawks took the collar, and they've all done died. The bees got mad, and they left the hive. The weevils got the corn and the rain rotted the hay, but we're still a-living, so everything's okay. The porch rotted down, that's more expense, and the darned old mule, he tore down the fence. The mortgage is due and I can't pay, but we're still a-living, so everything's okay. The cow broke in the field and eat up the beans. The darned rabbits, they got the turnip greens. And my ma-in-law just moved in to stay, but we're still a-living, so everything's okay. My land's so poor, so hard and yeller, you have to set on a sack of fertilizer to raise an umbrella. And it rains out here nearly every day, but we're still a-living, so everything's okay. The well's gone dry, and I have to tote the water up from the spring about a mile and a quarter. My helper, he quit for the lack of pay, but we're still a-living, so everything's okay. The house, it leaks, it needs a new top. When it rains, it wets everything we got. The chimney fell down just yesterday, but we're still a-living, so everything's okay. The cornmeal's gone and the meat's run out. Got nothing to kill to put in the smokehouse. The preacher's coming Sunday to spend the day, but we're still a-living, so everything's okay. The canned stuff spoiled, else the jars got broke. And all we got left is one old billy goat. We're gonna have a new baby about the 1st of May, but we're still a-living, so everything's okay. My crop, it rotted in the ground. I asked for another loan, but the banker turned me down. But we're still a-living, and we're praying for a better day, so after all, everything's in pretty good shape.
The Funeral, Too Many Parties and Too Many Pals, and Everything's Okay by Hank Williams as Luke the Drifter. The Funeral and Beyond the Sunset were issued on a single 78, MGM number 10630, and sold poorly compared to the usual Williams release. Had it been left up to MGM and Fred Rose, Luke the Drifter would have been retired after that recording session. But Williams made it clear that these were the recordings that were closest to his heart, and if MGM didn't agree to put the records out, he could just as easily find a competing label that would. Resultingly, MGM agreed, issuing Too Many Parties and Everything's Okay on MGM number 10718, and allowing Williams to cut some more Luke the Drifter sides as well. The next session to hear the character was held on August the 31st, 1950, after Williams wrapped up his recordings of Nobody's Lonesome for Me and Moanin' the Blues. Two Luke the Drifter sides were cut. The second that we'll be hearing, the somber Help Me Understand, was about the effects of a divorce on the little girl of a broken family. Audrey Williams, Hank's wife, had recorded it for Decca Records 5 months earlier. The first track we'll hear, however, is a Fred Rose composition that served as Hank Williams' first and only foray into political commentary. By mid-1950, the junior U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, tail gunner Joe McCarthy, was beginning to ride a wave of anti-communist Cold War hysteria that eventually led to blacklistings in entertainment and academia, not one of those blacklisted actually being proven by McCarthy to be a subversive. Williams and Rose found themselves concerned by this building hysteria and created a Luke the Drifter side that poked some pointed fun at it. No, no, Joe.
Now look here, Joe, quit acting smart. Stop being that old brazen sort. Don't you go sell this country short. No, no, Joe. Just because you think you found a system that we know ain't sound, don't you go throwing your weight around. No, no, Joe. Cause the Kaiser tried it and Hitler tried it, Mussolini tried it too. Now they're all sitting around the fire, and did you know something? They saving a place for you. Now, Joe, you ought to get it clear. You can't push folks around with fear. Cause we don't scare easy over here. No, no, Joe. Makes you do the things you do. You getting folks mad at you. Don't bite off more than you can chew. No, no, Joe. Cause you want a scrap that you can't win. You don't know what you're getting in. Don't go around leading with your chin. No, no, Joe. Now you got tanks, some fair-sized tanks, but you're acting like a clown. Cause man, we got Yanks and a mess of Yanks, and you might get caught with your tanks down. Don't go throwing out your chest. You'll pop the buttons off your vest. You're playing with a hornet's nest. No, no, Joe. You know, you think you're somebody we should dread just because you're seeing red. You better get that foolishness out of your head. No, no, Joe. Now, you might be itching for a fight. Quit bragging about how your bear can bite. Cause you're sitting on a keg of dynamite. No, no, Joe. close of the day, 'cause her daddy had gone far away. On her little face was a look of despair. I stood there and listened, and I heard this prayer. My mama says daddy has brought us to shame, and I'm never no more to mention his name. Lord, take me and lead me and hold to my hand. Oh, Heavenly Father, help me understand. You know, friends, I wonder how many homes are broken tonight, and just how many tears are shed by some little word of anger that never should have been said. I'd like to tell you a story of a family I once knew. We'll call them Mary and William and their little daughter Sue. Now Mary was just a plain mother, and Bill, well, he was the usual dad. And they had their little family quarrels like everybody else, but neither one really got mad. Then one day something happened. It was nothing, of course, but one word led to another, and the last word led to a divorce. Now here were two grown-up people who failed to use common sense. They strengthened their own selfish pride at little Sue's expense. You know, she didn't ask to be brought to this world to drift from pillar to post. But a divorce never stops to consider the ones it hurts the most. There'd be a lot more honest loving in this wicked old world today if just a few parted parents could hear little Sue say, take me and lead me and hold to my hand. Oh, Heavenly Father, help me understand.
Help Me Understand and No No Joe by Hank Williams as Luke the Drifter. MGM Records actually thought No No Joe had a legitimate shot at being a hit and took out a full-page ad in Billboard magazine to promote the single, MGM number 10806, to record retailers, jukebox rackers, and radio disc jockeys. As it turned out, Joe McCarthy's popularity outweighed his detractors, and the record sold rather poorly. Hank Williams would never again venture into political satire on record. However, there were more Luke the Drifter sides to be cut, and the Hank Williams session of December 21, 1950 saw the creation of the fourth Luke the Drifter single, MGM number 10932. Just Waitin' was a talking blues written by Texas musician Bob Gazaway. The Williams composition that appeared on that 78, however, was one of Hank's proudest creations. Upon its release, he remarked to writer Alan Rankin, "Ain't that the awfulest, morbidest song you ever heard in your life? Don't know how I happened to have wrote the thing, except that somebody that's fell, he's the same man as before he fell, ain't he? How can he be such a nice guy when he's got it, and such a bad guy when he's got nothing?" The name of Hank's song was Men with Broken Hearts.
You'll meet many just like me upon life's busy street, with shoulders stooped and heads bowed low and eyes that stare in defeat. For souls that live within the past, where sorrow plays all parts, for a living death is all that's left for men with broken hearts. You have no right to be the judge. to criticize and condemn. Just think, but for the grace of God, it would be you instead of him. One careless step or thoughtless deed, and then the misery starts. And to those who weep, death comes cheap, these men with broken hearts. Oh, so humble you should be when they come passing by. For it's written that the greatest men never get too big to cry. Some lose faith in love and life when sorrow shoots her darts. And with hope all gone, they walk alone, these men with broken hearts. You've never walked in that man's shoes or saw things through his eyes, or stood and watched with helpless hands while the heart inside you dies. Some were paupers, some were kings, and some were masters of the arts. But in their shame, they're all the same, these men with broken hearts. Life sometimes can be so cruel that a heart will pray for death. God, why must these living dead know pain with every breath? So help your brother along the road, no matter where he starts. For the God that made you made them too, these men with broken hearts. The old maids are waiting for leap year to come, and the crooner's just waiting to sing. The old cow standing by the Bull Durham sign, just a-waiting for the grass to turn green. The barfly's waiting for an easy mark, and the hitchhiker's waiting for a ride. And the life-termer's waiting for a prison break, and the beachcomber's waiting for the tide. Farmer's daughter waiting for the salesman to take her into town. The city slicker's waiting for the country boy to lay all his money down. You know, everything comes to a standstill. Nothing seems to make a turn. Worm must be waiting for the early bird, and I guess the early bird's waiting for the worm. Nobody wants to do nothing, just waiting to get a finger in the pie. Waiting for a call from a big quiz show, or hoping and waiting for some rich uncle to die. Katie, she's waiting at the garden gate, and the moonshiner's waiting at the still. And the gambler's still waiting for that ace in the hole, and I guess Jack's still waiting for Jill. Everybody's waiting for something. Nothing seems to turn out right, 'cause the night shift's waiting for morning, and the burglar's just waiting for night. The congregation's waiting for the preacher, preacher just waiting for the groom. And the groom's just waiting for the June bride, and the bride's just waiting for June. Sunflower's waiting for the sunshine, violence just waiting for dew. Bees just waiting for honey, and honey, I'm just waiting for you.
Just Waitin', and Men with Broken Hearts, Hank Williams as Luke the Drifter. The recording session of June 1st, 1951 saw nothing but Luke the Drifter sides being produced. In the order that we'll be hearing them, they were a piece that Fred Rose fashioned out of Edgar Guest's poem The Mother Watch, I Dreamed About Mother Last Night, which had been one side of MGM number 11017, then Ramblin' Man and the John B. Vaughan 1880 composition Picture from Life's Other Side, issued as MGM number 11120, and finally we'll hear one of the sides on MGM number 10271, I've Been Down That Road Before.
I've just been to heaven with someone so true. I dreamed about Mama last night. She read me the Bible like she used to do. I dreamed about Mama last night. She never closed her eyes in sleep till we were all in bed. And on party nights till we came home, she often sat and read. We little thought about it then, for we were young and gay. Just how much Mama worried when we children were away. We only knew she never slept, and when we were out at night, that she waited just to know that we'd all come home all right. Why, sometimes when we'd stay away till one or two or three, it seemed to us that Mama heard the turning of the key. For always when we'd step inside, she'd call and we'd reply. But we were all too young back then to understand the reason why. Until the last one had returned, she'd always keep a light. For Mama couldn't sleep until she'd kissed us all goodnight. She had to know that we were safe before she went to rest. But she seemed to fear the world might harm the one she loved the best. And once she said, when you are grown, to women and to men, perhaps I'll sleep the whole night through, I may be different then. And so it seemed that night and day we knew a mother's care. That always when we got back home we'd find her waiting there. Then came the night that we were called together round her bed. The children are all with you now, the kindly doctor said. And in her eyes there gleamed again that old-time tender light that told that she'd been waiting just to know we were all right. She smiled that old familiar smile and prayed to God to keep her children safe from harm throughout the years. And then she went to sleep. My dream is a treasure that I'll always keep. I dreamed about Mama last night. I can settle down and be doing just fine till I hear an old freight rolling down the line. Then I hurry straight home and pack. And if I did, I believe I'd blow my stack. I love you, baby, but you gotta understand, when the Lord made me, He made a rambling man. Some folks might say that I'm no good, that I wouldn't settle down if I could. But when that open road starts to call in me, there's something over the hill that I gotta see. Sometimes it's hard, but you gotta understand, when the Lord made me, He made a rambling man. I love to see the towns a-passing by, and to ride these rails 'neath God's blue sky. Let me travel this land from the mountains to the sea, 'cause that's the life I believe He meant for me. And when I'm gone and at my grave you stand, just say God's called home, you rambling man. In the world's mighty gallery of pictures hang the scenes that are painted from life. There's pictures of love and of passion, and there's pictures of peace and of strife. There hang pictures of youth and of beauty, of old age and the blushing young bride. They all hang on the wall, but the saddest of all are the pictures from life's other side. Just a picture from life's other side. Someone has fell by the way. A life has gone out with the tide that might have been happy someday. There's a poor old mother at home. She's watching and waiting alone, just longing to hear from a loved one so dear. It's just a picture from life's other side. The first scene is that of a gambler who had lost all his money at play, and he draws his dead mother's ring from his finger that she wore long ago on her wedding day. It's his last earthly treasure, but he stakes it. Then he bows his head that his shame he might hide. But when they lifted his head, they found he was dead. That's just a picture from life's other side. Now the last scene is that by the river, of a heartbroken mother and babe. As the harbor lights shine and they shiver on an outcast whom no one will save. And yet she was once a true woman. She was somebody's darling and pride. God help her, she leaps, for there's no one to weep. It's just a picture from life's other side. Now, friends, if you'll just listen to me, you'll get some good hard-earned advice. I don't aim to meddle in your business, I'm just trying to save you an awful price. You see these teeth that I ain't got and these knots on my bald head. I'll guarantee you, boys, I didn't get them there while lying home in the bed. Now take the smart aleck in any town, of him folks won't know part. He acts like his head was only made to hold his ears apart. Now he might not like what I'm about to say, and my words might make him sore, but I'm just trying to be helpful, 'cause I've been down that road before. To bully folks and play mean tricks was once my pride and joy, till one day I was toted home and Mama didn't know her little boy. My head was swelled up so doggone big I couldn't get it through my front door. Now I ain't just talking to hear myself, I've been down that road before. A little fella about my size got tired of being pushed about, so he went to work, and when he got through, he'd knocked every one of my teeth out. One time too many, I rubbed him wrong, and he evened up the score. Now that's what happens when you get too big for your britches. I've been down that road before. Now when you get to thinking you're really smart, there's somebody smarter than you. And no matter how much you boast and brag, you can still learn a thing or two. Go get you some treatments just like I've had, and you won't hanker for more. I really learned the meaning of living and loving, 'cause I've been down that road before. Now the man that walks this rocky road usually gets just what he deserves, but he's just a helpless servant to a master that he serves. Now I've learned to slow my temper down and not to pick no scraps no more. Boys, it's a lot easier on the head and the eyes, 'cause I've been down that road before.
I Dreamed About Mother Last Night, Ramblin' Man, Pictures from Life's Other Side, and I've Been Down That Road Before. The entire Hank Williams recording session of the 1st of June 1951 with Williams as Luke the Drifter. The final Luke the Drifter single, MGM number 11309, was cut at a session on July the 11th, 1952. It featured a tune written by Tex Ritter's one-time steel guitarist, Bonnie Dodd, titled Be Careful of Stones That You Throw. Although it was not from his own pen, Williams used the song as his defense about increasing complaints about his personal conduct. That piece was coupled with an item that Williams had written and given to Jimmy Dickens the previous year, Please Make Up Your Mind, a tune about a stormy and abusive marriage. Williams wrote it about his relationship with his wife, Audrey. Significantly, Williams omitted two lines, one included in his first draft but later excised, which went, "Whoever said women were the weaker sex, baby, never had you on his neck," and the other included in the Dickens hit version. The preacher man said, "For better or for worse, but lately I've been looking for that big black hearse." Williams had only 25 weeks left to live.
A tongue can accuse and carry bad news. The seeds of distrust it will sow. But unless you've made no mistakes in your life, be careful of stones that you throw. A neighbor was passing my garden one time. She stopped and I knew right away that it was gossip, not flowers, she had on her mind. And this is what I heard my neighbor say. That girl down the street should be run from my midst. She drinks and she talks quite a lot. She knows not to speak to my child or to me. My neighbor then smiled and I thought, a tongue can accuse and carry bad news. The seeds of distrust it will sow. But unless you've made no mistakes in your life, be careful of stones that you throw. A car speeded by and the screaming of brakes, a sound that made my blood chill. For my neighbor's one child had been pulled from the path and saved by a girl lying still. The child was unhurt and my neighbor cried out, oh, who was that brave girl so sweet? I covered the crushed, broken body and said, the bad girl who lives down the street. A tongue can accuse and carry bad news. The seeds of distrust it will sow. But unless you've made no mistakes in your life, be careful of stones that you throw. When I agree with you, baby, it makes you mad. And when I don't, it makes you sad. When I argue back, you pack and leave. And when I don't, you pout and grieve. There just ain't nobody knows what I go through. Will you please make up your mind what you want me to do? You say get out, and I'd better stay gone. Then you have a big policeman drag me back home. You holler good and loud, put him in the calaboose. Then you cry and ask the judge, won't you please turn him loose? The good Lord only knows what I go through. Will you please make up your mind what you want me to do? My life with you has been one hard knock. Lord, my head looks like an old chop block. And I'll tell you right now, honey, that ain't all. You done kicked me till I feel like a used football. There just ain't nobody knows what I go through. Will you please make up your mind what you want me to do? You knock me down and then you pick me up. Honey, do you have to love so doggone rough? I wish to my soul you'd slow down the pace. Cause I tell you right now, the hide's getting scarce. There just ain't nobody knows what I go through. Will you please make up your mind what you want me to do? Why, when I married you, you such a meek little thing. But honey, among tigers, you'd be queen. If a poor little rabbit had you on his side, every hound in the county would crawl off and hide. There just ain't nobody knows what I go through. Would you please make up your mind? What in the confound cat hair do you want me to do? Mm-hmm.
seems like when they lay men off, I'm always at the head of the line. But that's all right, I got a woman that'll stand by me. And there's lots of places we ain't seen, and there's always a job waiting somewhere for me. But late at night, that's when it hurts, as I hold her and try to explain why I lost my last job. But she always comforts me with her kisses and says it's all right. You know I still love you, Bob. Then she says, honey, I know you've tried so hard, and you're giving all you can give. But in my heart, I know there's gotta be a better way to live. And why she stuck by me in these past years, God only knows. 'Cause there's been times when we hadn't had enough to eat, and too many nights I've felt her shiver with cold. But I've never heard her complain, 'cause she knows I'm too proud to beg. And people have offered help, but I can't take no charity. I've always stood on my own two legs. Well, I'm a loser, son of a gun. Why does this have to be? I want so to give her everything that she could ever need. But that's all right, I got a woman that'll stand by me. And there's lots of places we ain't seen, and there's always a job waiting somewhere for me. Now we've made it all right together, I guess, but so far our road's been all uphill. But every night, oh Lord, we pray, please help us find a better way to live. And we know He will.
The final Luke the Drifter single, Be Careful of Stones That You Throw, and Please Make Up Your Mind, followed by a Luke the Drifter Jr. single, There Must Be a Better Way to Live. Of course, Luke the Drifter Jr. is Hank Williams Jr. taking on the role of his father's legendary character. That concludes this week's broadcast of Echoes of a Century. This program was an independent production by Dalchu Radio Creations, copyright 2006. Produced in the studios of WLSU La Crosse, an affiliate of Wisconsin Public Radio, on the La Crosse campus of the University of Wisconsin. I'm King David McKenzie. Thanks for listening. I hope that you'll join us again at the same time next week. Until then, remember, fear and God do not inhabit the same space.